Okay, so how's it possible? We might have one mind, like when we're angry, that says, my anger is my own problem, and another mind that says, no, my anger is that person's fault.
They had this
Oh,
two
yeah, it's like civil war, you know? That's because we're very, if we use anger as an example, we are very habituated to getting angry, aren't we? Very habituated. And just saying to ourselves, oh, my anger is my own problem, or my anger comes from my attachment, or my anger is going to lead me to misery. Just knowing this intellectually doesn't get rid of the anger. We know lots of stuff intellectually, don't we? But our behavior, our gut feeling based on our emotions is so often totally opposite to what we know intellectually, don't we? It happens all the time, you know. I mean, I know many times I'm in the middle of saying something, and one part of my mind is saying, children, shut up. You know, you don't want to say this. And I keep saying it anyway, you know. Well, why? It's because, first of all, I have very strong habit in like speaking harshly, or very strong habit in being angry. And second of all, my understanding of, you know, why the anger is a misconception, or why it brings disadvantages to myself, or why, you know, insulting somebody else isn't very wise. You know, my understanding of that is not so deep. It's at the level of words, and I have to make it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And this is the role of meditation, because meditation comes from the same root as to familiarize or to habituate. So we, you know, we start off with an intellectual understanding, and then we have to think about it and think about it and think about it. And not just one day or 2 days, or 1 month or 2 months, or 1 year or 2 years, but and not just one lifetime or two lifetimes, but a really long time, because we have to really recondition our mind and thoroughly convince ourselves, always through examining our own experience, that there is an alternative, you know, to these negative waves of feeling and acting, and that the anger or the harsh speech or whatever it is really does bring us problems. Okay? Because again, on one level, our mind says, oh, my anger causes me problems. And on another level, our mind says, no, it doesn't. It's going to make this other person do what I want him to do. Because if I don't stand up, they're going to step all over me. So my anger is useful and constructive. Okay? So it's like we have to keep examining our own experience. We can't just say to ourselves, I shouldn't be angry. That doesn't work in Dharma practice. To say, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, doesn't work. We have to always look at our own experience and look and see, oh, when I get angry, look what happens. This happens, and this happens, and this happens, and this happens. Not only in this lifetime, but look at the negative imprint it puts in my mind, and look at the things I'm going to have to deal with next lifetime because of getting angry. So we have to always look at our own experience. Yeah? And not just say anger's a misperception, but why is anger a misperception? Oh, because when I'm angry, I'm only looking at everything through what's important to me. I'm not looking at it through what's important to the other people. Okay, so that's why these two things often they exist in our mind, because we have habituation that we, you know, with the negative, and we need to habituate ourselves more with it, with the antidote, in order to subdue it. Also, because, you know, we don't have one kind of personality. You know, some people say, oh, I have an angry personality. That's not true, because that person also has some kindness. We have many different mental factors inside of us, and some are totally opposite to the other ones. So we can't just say, oh, I'm like this. Because if we look inside, you know, whatever we felt at some time or another in our life, we felt the opposite.
The way to apply the antidote.
Yeah, it's one of the ways. We look at the effects of the anger, what the anger causes. We realize that we don't want those, And that gives us something of, well, if I don't want the results, if I don't want to get to the end of that path, I better not start at the beginning of it. Okay? Then, as you'll see in the book, then there's other antidotes too, different ways of looking at the situation. Yeah?